The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. This program explores the issues and people making news regionally and nationally on AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up on this edition of Sunday Morning Newsmakers, Jill Stewart will join us, Executive Director of the Coalition to Preserve LA. She updates us on the story about possible corruption at LA City Hall and how the city needs ethics reform and what's being proposed. We'll talk with Howard Bloom, education reporter for the LA Times, with a look at the LAUSD board race in the upcoming May election. Alex Berenson joins us. He's a former New York Times reporter and author. His book is Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence. But first, UCLA's Quality of Life Index finds that renters and younger people are especially concerned about sky-high prices. We'll talk with Zev Yaroslavsky, director of LA Initiative of UCLA Luskin School of Public Affairs. Well, ahead of the 2020 census, the U.S. Census Bureau released estimates showing that nearly 13,000 residents moved out of L.A. County between July of 2017 and July 2018, sparking a discussion about, well, rising costs in Southern California and what's to blame. Add to that, UCLA's Quality of Life Index finds that renters and younger people are particularly concerned about sky-high prices. We're going to talk about those stories with our guest, Zev Yaroslavsky, director of the Los Angeles Initiative at UCLA Luskin. Thank you so much for joining us. Good to have you on the program.
Good to be with you, Larry. Thank you.
Well, anyone who lives here and has been fortunate enough to latch on to a house and buy it has been able to ride that up. And yeah, prices are very high. It is very expensive to be here in Southern California. And is this just telling us that some people can't afford that dream, can't afford to be here? Is that what it's saying?
No question about it. We have a very high percentage of people who live at moderate or lower incomes than moderate in Los Angeles County. And you know, they have a very high anxiety level over housing, not just being able to afford to buy a house, but their ability to afford to rent an apartment. There's 57% of the people in our survey responded saying that either they or someone they knew had considered leaving their home or their apartment because they couldn't afford to pay for it any longer. The 25% of the people we surveyed, this is countywide, said that they had worried about, they or someone they knew worried about losing their home and becoming homeless as a result. Our respondents give cost of living, and particularly the cost of housing, the lowest rating in our survey that has ever been given to any category, including traffic and transportation and health care and education and all. So there's a high anxiety level among people, especially, as you said, younger people. We have a scale of 10 to 100. The rating, the overall quality of life rating in the county was 56. The rating given to cost of living was 42, and among younger people, that is under 40 years of age, that rating was 37 on a scale of 10 to 100. So it's a very crippling issue for a large number of our population. And even among people who are more affluent, who own homes, who have higher incomes, even they give cost of living in the particularly cost of housing, the lowest rating on our survey.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go to Austin not long ago, and they call that, you know, Little California. A lot of people have moved there. You can get a huge house for not that much money. Quality of life pretty good over there. They don't have the state income tax. We have a lot of things that are a challenge for us here. Let's talk about some of the factors at work. What has caused housing to be so expensive? You're a longtime supervisor. You know the deal here. People bring up things like CEQA and lawsuits And the cost of energy in our state, and the green dream here to which is driving things up, a lot of regulations. So what's going on? What are the factors that have driven this, other than the fact that it's a beautiful place to live and there's greater supply than demand, or greater demand than supply?
Well, there is a greater demand than supply in certain demographics. So the real crisis is in the affordability category, in the affordable housing category. And that's where the pressures are the highest. That's why you see pressures for more stringent rent control and the eviction protections and things like that. But overall, in terms of why people left Los Angeles, I wouldn't jump to conclusions based on 1 year's census projection, but it is an expensive place to live, and it's not just in housing. You mentioned you don't have to go to Texas to be attracted economically. You can go to Nevada, which has no state income tax, and where you can get a house for a fraction of the cost you get one here. That'd be two or three times bigger than the house you have here. I was in last Labor Day weekend. I went to see the UCLA-Oklahoma football game in Norman, Oklahoma, and I took a jog into this beautiful subdivision. I took out my iPhone. I Googled it, went on Zillow and see what those homes were priced at. A five-bedroom, five-bath home with half an acre of land, $400,000. The problem is you're in Oklahoma or you're in Texas. So the weather is different. The quality of life in many respects is different. But people are looking at those kinds of things. I mean, income tax in California is up, and the legislators are proposing to increase it even more. Local taxes are up, and people are government's proposing to raise them even more. And even in California and in Los Angeles, to raise taxes, the people have to vote for it. So it's not just the politicians who are doing this. The people are actually voting to assess themselves. But there comes a tipping point, and but people want to be here, Larry, because the jobs in the economy are growing. Unemployment is down. We're getting some higher paying jobs here now, which is attracting people who are high earners, who are also driving the price of housing up and are driving lower income persons out. The so-called gentrification phenomenon that we're seeing in many of the previously economically marginalized areas. So it's a complicated thing. It's not something that happened overnight. It's not something that's going to be solved overnight, and it's certainly not going to be solved by simple solutions. But in the meantime, to create a bridge between the current anxiety level on housing costs, for example, and a more stable situation in the future, some protections need to be offered to our residents.
Well, I want to ask you about some of those protections. There have been initiatives tried, legislation in Sacramento, things revolving about potential across-the-board rent control. There have been proposals to let the state jump over local authority in the past to build high-rises in some communities, although yeah. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio has just announced that he wants to outlaw skyscrapers in the future and steel and glass buildings because of the global warming issues. But let me ask you about that. What about that? Are you a rent control kind of guy? Do you think that there is a place for that? Do you see the economic challenge of doing that?
Yeah, look, rent control is not a solution, a long-term solution to the problem. I helped write the rent stabilization law for the city of Los Angeles back in 1978, and it was a law that even the real estate industry was able to swallow hard and accept. It wasn't a radical proposal that rolled that froze rents and didn't allow you to pass through a capital improvement or things like that. It was a compromise. When I first got to the city council, Larry, there were five Republicans on the city council of 15 members. And we had two Democrats who voted like Republicans. So we had to get a rent stabilization law that was a compromise. And it worked. For 40 years, it worked. But one of the things that happened, and it's happening in other communities across the state, the vacancy decontrol provision, which is a provision that says when a tenant leaves, the landlord can raise the rent to whatever the market will bear. Over 40 years, we've had a pretty much universal turnover in our apartments, or most of our apartments. So the rents are now, in many cases that used to be rent controlled, are now at market rate. So how do you deal with the people who are literally being forced out of their homes, either because the rents are too high or because I'm willing to come in and pay a higher rent than the existing tenant is, and the landlord finds a way to evict them? And what's happening? We're finding many of these folks on the street as homeless persons. The fastest growing demographic in homelessness in Los Angeles County are people who've been evicted from their apartments. So this is a real issue, and as I said, back 40 years ago, even Republicans, which there were about a third of our city council, realized something had to be done to stem the bleeding, and we found a way to do it. Now, rent control is a dirty word in some quarters. It's a panacea in other quarters. In my opinion, it's not a panacea, and it's not a dirty word. And call it what you will, there's got to be something we do to try to address this high level of instability, this housing anxiety that our neighbors have in Los Angeles. Yeah. And that's a lot of people.
If you push too hard and you put in caps, or you have boards that can tell you what you can and cannot do, and you're a landlord and you have expenses and the mortgage you paid for that very expensive place to be, you're going to take it off the market and sell it as a structure to live in. And
yeah,
you're not going to play
that kind of. We don't have that kind of law in Los Angeles, and no landlord has gone bankrupt over our rent stabilization law. They've done real well, and for many years, I believe it's still the provision. I could be wrong, so I qualify what I'm about to say. But when we wrote the law, you couldn't raise the rent by more than 7%. Yeah. But you didn't have to. You couldn't be prevented from raising the rent on anything right. lower than 3%.
Real quick, we have just a minute left. Quick answers. I want to ask you about CEQA and regulations and the cost of building. I've talked to people doing business here and say it's very difficult getting things built. The permitting process, or the challenges in the lawsuit arena. It's not easy to build here, is it?
No, it's not. It's not easy to build anywhere in California, and it's not just CEQA. CEQA is. I'm a supporter of CEQA. I do think that there are ways to tweak it and to make it a little fairer to all parties. It's expensive to build here. We've established laws that force you to pay, and I don't object to that. To pay prevailing wage. Other states like Texas doesn't require prevailing wage. It's a right to work state. And so yes, there are costs associated with it, and there are ways to streamline it. But the single biggest factor in the cost of housing is just the speculation that has driven the price of real estate up so high, and that there are enough people who are able and willing to pay exorbitant prices for housing.
With that, I got to leave it there because we're just out of time. We'll have you back. Interesting conversation. So much we can talk about this. Zev Yaroslavsky, director of the Los Angeles Initiative at UCLA Luskin. Thank you for being on the program today.
Okay. Good to talk to you.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.